The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We discussed in the previous shir, in the context of what the Maral says, Yisrael V'Araisa Kudsh B'Richu Chadu, Harav Hutna takes that to another level in discussing that the Seder HaTorah, the Seder Mesiris HaTorah, the second Beis HaMikdash, started with Anshe Knesset Gdolah and continued with the Zugim, with the Tanoim, with Makloikis, and that's why there had to be a different Chanukah of the Mizbeach, because it was a different Hashros Hashchina is mirrored in a different Surah of Mesiris HaTorah, which is really an echo of where Klal Yisrael is. And when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, then Mizbeach is in Golus. When Klal Yisrael is in Golus, then Torah is Mufuzim Mufarit. And let's go back now to every stage in the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says in all voice, Moshe kibul Torah misinai u'misor li Yeshua. At its first stage, in its most purest form, Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu directly mipi Ashkenah. Yeshua received Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. The relationship between Moshe and Yeshua, on the one hand, Chazal say, Kol zman she Yeshua loy meis, says that the pasuk says in the end of Kamishukum Shatar in Parshas says in Parshas Vayelech Hinchomeis the Koma Omazev Zono and Klal Yisrael will stray. Chazal say Rashi brings Chazal asked the Lecher Klal Yisrael only strayed after Mises Yeshua. Yeah, because Kolzman Yeshua was alive. It was as if Moshe was alive. The relationship of Moshe Yeshua is such that Yeshua is a hemshich of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Klal Yisrael saw a difference. It says that Zikne Ador said, "Pnei Moshe kipnei chama, pnei Yeshua kipnei levana," which doesn't only mean the shine, the lustrousness of the face of Moshe Yeshua. What it meant was the power of purity of Mesiris HaTorah was such that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was as if Klal Yisrael heard Torah directly mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't have that koyach by Yeshua. Yeshua was a tzinor to give over Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was not a tzinor to be as if they were hearing it from the Rabbi Shalom himself. Pnei Moshe, and that's the first level in what we call Teshuv Chesav, Teshuv Bapeh. Teshuv Chesav doesn't just mean that it's written, it means it's directly as it is. Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teshuv Bapeh is the transmission of the Chak Me'atayr. Starts from Moshe Rabbeinu, goes to Yeshua, but the first one that's solely Chach Me'ator without being Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua Ben Nun. The reason why the Mizbeach was B'mokum Kavua, was at the center of the Machne, even though they were traveling for 40 years in the Midbar, but since the Torah was given over in the form of Mipiv HaShchinah, it was as if when they stood by the Mizbeach, Hashuas HaShchinah was... They stood directly by Har Sinai. They heard Torah. Har Sinai, by the way, and the Mizbeach are really one and the same. I'm not making this up. It's Mefurish HaPasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, where Yecheskel describes his vision. The Mara of Yecheskel describing the building of the third base of Mikdash, he calls the Mizbeach the Har El, the mountain of Hashem. Clearly, based on understanding that the climbing of the Mizbeach is the climbing of Har Sinai. When one brings a carbon, he's climbing the Eish al Gabi HaMizbeach, the Eish took it all the time. That's why the Eish always had to burn. There's a lav for the Eish to be put out, because the Eish on HaSinai always has to burn. Klal Yisrael, now it's not just when the carbonists are brought functionally during the day. The Eish al Gabi HaMizbeach is the Eish, that's the way it's described in Pasuk Ches, because the Eish shel Hashem. And the carbonists were the fuel that kept the dedication and the devotion of a Klal Yisrael to standing, so to speak, by the foot of HaSinai. The Kehanim mirror Moshe Rabbeinu, they climb up. The Kohen Gadol goes up to the top. But that's all a mirror. The Mizbeach is HaSinai, is the Hashuas HaShchinah that was in Klal Yisrael itself. The Hashuas HaShchinah that was Bimei Moshe was a Dovah Kavua as opposed to Bimei Yeshua, which is just the Hamshach of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yeshua was not Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua was only a Mesira of that which he got from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Memela, the Mizbeach, was in a state of non-permanence in the days of Yeshua, because that's Yeshua's state vis-a-vis Kiviyachol, Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Yeshua was greater, much greater than any of the generations that came. But they were no longer Hemshech Moshe Rabbeinu. Zkenim, Yeshua Kibel Mimoshe,
Right, it says, Moshe Kibbutz Taim Sinai Misora Li Yeshua. Yeshua was a direct Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it was given over to the skin. That's already something else. But Yeshua is a direct Hamshach of Moshe, but he wasn't Moshe. In the middle, the relationship is that of Hashua Sashchina, which is in a state of non-permanence.
The Mokim where the Mizbeach was is referred to now in Mishnah as Gilgal. The word Gilgal means, by the way, like Mishersh Galgal, like a wave, like a wheel, something that's not permanent, something that's in motion. Klal Yisrael was in motion because they were in the state of setting up a state, of settling down. So Mimela, but that mirrored the Mesirus HaTorah of Yeshua, of Moshe to Yeshua, was mirrored in the relationship with the Mizbeach. Mimela, because the Mizbeach wasn't in one designated place, and it wasn't any more in a state of permanence, in a state of Malkum Kavua, the Bamois were Mutter. There wasn't any more 100% that centralized authority of Mipiv Shalak Vadish Baruch Hu. Mimela, the Bamois were Mutter. That's the first stage in our Mishnah.
After Gilgal, it says that the Mizbeach landed the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh. The Pasuk refers to Shiloh as Nachlo, as Menucha, which is a state of semi-permanence. What exactly is the Hashkofa perspective? What's the state of semi-permanence? Wasn't the final resting place. The final resting place was on the Har Hashem and Har Meriah in Yerushalayim. But Shiloh was a state of permanence in a state of non-permanence. This is mirrored in the fact that we'll use a metaphor. The way the Maral says, the way Reb Tzadik HaKoyin is Meirich, the Melech of Klai, so David Melech Yisroel Chai, the Kayam Malchus was given to the Zera of David, but from Shevet Yehuda. Yosef was considered, the reason why Yosef was gepaskin on Yosef that he should be sold, is because he was considered, the Mepharshim say, married by Malchus. The Shvatim knew that the Melech was supposed to be Yehuda. Yosef claimed for himself Malchus. What was the Amitius HaDavid? The Amitius HaDavid was that Yosef was Malchus, but in the state of Mishnah Malch. Same way he was for Paroi. And that's when the brothers were machni themselves, when they realized, that he was right, he was a Melech. But he was a Melech in a state of serving a Melech. Yosef's Malchus, and that's the same thing as we talk about Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is there to pave the way, to prepare for the Nitzchiyistik Malchus of David. The Malchus of Yosef will fall, the Malchus of David will rise. It was supposed to be that way, by the way. The Yavid says it was supposed to be that way by the Malchus of Shaul. If Shaul wouldn't have been Choyte, then his Malchus would have been a Malchus that would have been a preparation for Malchus David. When Yerovam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, was found unworthy of ruling over the whole Klal Yisrael, Malchus, partial Malchus, was given Benevuah to Yerovam Benevot. Yerovam Benevot wasn't Stam a rebellious son from Shevet Yosef. He knew that Malchus, if David is not anymore in a state of worthiness, then Malchus is given in a state of preparing to Yosef. And he was Nimlach, he was Nimshach HaYidei, the Novi, Achia Shalaini. The Talmud of David HaMelech. It was understood in the mission of David HaMelech that there's a mokim of Malchus for Yerov ben Avot, except that he rebelled, and he didn't let them go up to the Beis HaMikdash. What he did was, he's ke'ilu, a servant of the king, that his job is to bring the servants, to prepare the Malchus for the king, and instead turns himself into, there's no greater rebelliousness than that. Greater is the rebelliousness of the loyal Mishnah Melech, the deputy to the king, who rebels against the king, then Stamakamener. A Stamakamener, okay, he's just chapping Malchus, but here you are Shaykh to Malchus. But your whole Malchus is to serve the real Melech, and you're rebelling against. That's why Yerovam ben Nevot's Einish was so common. He's a Choyti Machti Saram. His job was to prepare Klal Yisrael to receive again being worthy of the Shlemus of Malchus Beis David. So all that is part of the concept of Shiloh. We have the Rashi in Parshas Vayigosh that tells us that Yosef and Binyamin cried on each other's necks. Al Tzavorov, the Beis HaMikdash is called a neck because it connects Shemayim Va'aretz, like between the head and the body. The neck is a gesher between the part of the person which is ruled by his seichel and the part which is ruled by his physical urges. The neck is considered, in Moshul, B'divrei Chazal, Tzavorov is considered Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin would have two Bate Mikdash that were built partially Bechelkoi destroyed the two Bate Migdash. Yosef would have the Mishkan of Shiloh. Chazal say that Shiloh, described by us in the Gemara, that Shiloh, there were no walls, there was no city, Yerushalayim, Kodshim. And Ma'aseh Sheni could be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Where was it eaten in Shiloh? It was eaten Kefi Ra'is Einov. Why Kefi Ra'is Einov? As far as the eye could see from the Mokim HaMishkan in Shiloh, because the Schus of Yosef that he was Shem Me'enov, so he was Mekadesh, all that was within his field of vision. The same was true also, the Mokim that was within the field of vision of the place that was imbued with the Ashuras Ashkina, that comes from Mashiach ben Yosef, also was imbued with the Koyach Abim Mekadosh, Kefir Ois Einov, anything that was within the field of vision, that was the Mokim to eat Kochim Kalim and Ma'aseh Sheni. So we have that Shiloh is an emanation of Yosef. Yosef is the Malchus, which is a preparation. Let's go back to Torah. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel that there was a dearth, there was a lack of Nevuah from the days of during the days of Skenim, which Skenim, the Mephoshim say, is the Tkufa of Sefer Shoeftim, Achrei Mois Yeshua. The Skenim is from after Mois Yeshua, when there was Klal Yisrael strayed, and there was constant warfare, battles, trials, tribulations. Klal Yisrael forgot their devotion to Rabban Shalom, they had to be reminded. Mulchama, the Shoeftim brought them back, they strayed again. Osniel ben Kenaz, Eud ben Geir, Sham ben Anoz, Dvoira, Gidoin, so on and so forth, until the days of Eli, when in the battle, Eli's two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, were killed, the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed by the Plishtim. That was the end of Mishkan Shiloh. And the Pasuk says that until the days of Shmuel, Shmuel was called the Choyzeh, he's called Avi HaNeviim in the Chazal. Because Shmuel HaNovi created, we don't know why, we don't know what that means, but Shmuel created a widening of the channels of Nevuah until the days of Shmuel. Chazoin hayadava bilti nofut bayom mahem, the pasuk says the revelation of Nevuah was a dava loy nofut in the hundreds of years between Moshe Yeshua and Shmuel. Nevuah was something that was rare. Eli HaKoyin was a Navi, but the Nevuah wasn't, this that says in Chazal that there were 1,200,000 Nevi'im, Kiflaim Ki Yetz Mitzrayim, from Yetzis Mitzrayim until 800 years later when Nevuah went lost, until Mashiach comes, there was a million, so you make a cheshvan, every door there were tens of thousands of Nevi'im, but that in those 200 years, Nevuah was a dover built in Ofut, was rearer. So Shiloh was at Kufa where the Hizgalos of Ashroes Ashkina was less, it was preparing for the role of Shmuel afterwards. Gilu the Zkenim were preparing for the Nevi'im, and that's the way it's described in Mesirus HaTorah. Yeshua, Luzkenim, Uzkenim, and that's why it doesn't say Yeshua Mesoro, because it was a different period. Yeshua was Nevuah at its fullest, he was a continuation, like we said, albeit not the same level, but he was a continuation, Kipnei Levona, of Moshe Rabbeinu. After that, Lizkenim, Skenim Linevim, because Lizkenim again weren't fully giving over to Nevim. The Nevim had to be Zoicha, Shmuel Anovi, Av Linevim. After that, that Tkufa of Torah is considered Tkufas HaNevuah, not Tkufas HaSken. The Skenim were the Shoeftim, and those that were Shoefet, Klal Yisrael, for that period of a few hundred years. The Torah was on a lower level. The Nevuah was on a lower level. Maybe Klal Yisrael was on a higher level. They were close to Sinai, but Nevuah was less. And Memele Torah was a different thing. And that's why it has to be the Skenim and the Nevi'im, L'chor, shouldn't be two different things. But they are. Because in the Hasogas HaTorah was two different things. Memele in the Mokam HaMizbech, that's mirrored also. In the period of Skenim, there was a place which was a Dova Kavua, even though it was a place of non-permanence, because it wasn't the base of Elamim, but it was Mishkan Shiloh. Mishkan Shiloh was a state of permanence and a state of non-permanence. What we're saying is that means the Ashuras Hashkina of Yosef, which is a state, which is not Mashiach Medav, it's not the full Hizgalus, but it's a Malchus, where the Malchus is not real. The Shoeftim were also a Malchus to prepare for the Hizgalus of the Nevi'im. This galus had the Mesirus HaTorah of the Nizken was in order to bring it over to the Nevi'im. Shmuel, David, Akiah, Shaloini, Yirmiyah, Yeshaya, and so on. The Nevi'im that came after that. But there was all a tkuv, and that's why the takonis, we have takonis and avim. We don't have takonis of the shoiftim, because they weren't on the madrega of his galus. The his galus of Yosef, the reason why it's not in a state of permanence, is because it's a malchus of preparation. But it's a malchus. Malchus has a certain permanence to it, but it's a permanence which is not a beis elomim. It's not forever. It's not a dovenitzki. It's a permanence lizman. And that permanence lizman expressed itself in the mizbeach also having a mokum kavua. It's not nachla, but it's menucha. It's a state of rest. It wasn't in transit like in Gilgal. So mamela the bombers became awesome. Again, it's a hisgalus of what was going on in the pnimius of Klal Yisrael in the Mesirus HaTorah. What it says by Shmuel HaNavi, the Avla Nevi'im, is that when he was getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, so he sat with David HaMelech in the chain of transmission described in the Rambam, in the 40 Doiris, between the giving of Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and between the sealing of the Gemara in the days of Ravina Rav Asher Mesirus HaTorah, David is the Mekabel from Shmuel HaNavi. It says that they sat together, Benoyois, Chazal Dash, Benoyois, Benoyois, Shaloylam. Shmuel gave over all the secrets of how to build the Beis HaMikdash, but it was that night that sealed the transmission. It was a supernatural transmission of all Kol HaTorah Kulo B'Shlei Musa to David HaMelech, who was the guardian of Mesirus HaTorah, to give it over to the Doris of afterwards, the Doris of Nevi'im. So again, we have over here with the transmission of Torah and the transmission of the building of the Mizbeach, David HaMelech, the Beis HaMikdash, is called Bayis Shel David, even though Shlomo HaMelech was the one who built the Beis HaElamim, but David HaMelech was the one who established the place. Remember that the din of Shkut Echutz, the din of Boma, has to do with the permanence of the place, the finality of that place being the designated Mokum HaShoras HaShkina. The one who is Nikra al-Shmoy is David HaMelech, not Shlomo. And the reason for that is because David was the one who sealed the Shlemus of Mesirus HaTorah of the Nevi'im, from Shmuel HaNavi, and he carried that over to the further to Talmidim. What's striking is that the Rambam's train of transmission, David is considered the Mesir HaTorah from Shmuel, not Shlomo HaMelech. Gave it over to Achia Shaloini, like we said, who was Mamlech, Yoram ben Nevot. So here we have again parallel in the tzura of the Mizbeach and the tzura of Mesirus HaTorah, because they're one and the same. Same way we're describing two periods of Torah Shebal Peh in Bayis Sheni, we're describing two periods in Torah Shebichsav in the Tkufa of Nevuah in the first Beis HaMikdash. Tkufa of Shoiftim and Tkufa of Nevi'im. Now let's add something else. Rufutna speaks by Richus in that Maimer. What about Noivin Givoy? We have over here that temporarily, between Shiloi, right, the destruction of Malchus Beis Yosef should be followed directly. Mises Yosef is followed by the eminence of the preeminence of Malchus Beis David. Yosef is supposed to be a preparation for David. Shiloi is supposed to be a preparation for Beis Olam. What about Noivin Givoin that fell in the middle? Gilgal, we understand that was only a preparation. It was only in transit. Bagal Galim. But what about Noivin Givoin? Noivin Givoin, Rufutna says, that Ramei Simcha's Meirich in Parshas Re'eh, he alludes to Ramei Simcha in Meshech Chochmah, in Parshas Re'eh, that Noivin Givoin were not different parts of the chain of transmission of Torah, but only a temporary displacement of Torah. What does that mean? What he brings from the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Re'eh is that Ramei Simcha's Masbir, that the Mizbeach, like we just said, Torah and HaShoras HaShkina go together, because Yisrael V'Arayis V'Kudshu B'Richu Chadu. By definition, Mizbeach and HaShoras HaShkina, the Eish Al HaMizbeach, and the Mokum, the designated Mokum HaShoras HaShkina, which is the Mizbeach, has to do with the Oren. The emanation of HaShoras HaShkina has to do with the Oren. Even the Oren today, Pashtus, is Nignas Tachas Da Harbais, we don't know where, and that's the Mokum of Kedushas HaShoras HaShkina. The Mizbeach is only because there's an Oren there. The Oren is the Torah Shebichsav. The Mizbeach is where that goes down to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael brings a Karbonis there. But the place where Nevuah comes to Klal Yisrael, the place of Har Sinai, we said the Mizbeach is Har Sinai. The place where the Har Sinai itself is the Luchos, is in the Oren, the Oren Bris Hashem. When the Oren was displaced, then the Mizbeach was temporarily, so to speak, out of whack. And the designation was temporarily lost. And then again, Bomas became Mutter. What happened was, by Noivin Givoin were historical periods when there was a temporary displacement of the Oren.
by Noiv, there was a temporary by Givoin, there was a temporary displacement because the Aron was captured by the Plishtim. When it was brought back, it wasn't immediately brought back. Shilei was no longer until the Beis Olam was built, until Yerushalayim was designated as the permanent spot of Ashuras HaShchina, the Aron was out of place. If the Aron's out of place, then Memel the Mizbeach doesn't have the same force of designation. Memel, it's Mutter bin Kabonis on a bomb. The Meshech Chochma even explains, it's in Sheftim Peg Beis, that they brought Karbonis on a bomber in a place called Boichim. That was after Mois Yeshua. L'chor, they already made the oil in Shiloh. Again, Lacha Mises Yeshua, Yeshua was a period of transition. Then came the period of the Zkenim, they built the Mishkan in Shiloh. It was a state of semi-permanence. So that semi-permanence, there was no Heter Bomis. How is that? And he explains, the Pshat is, because there's a Heter Bomis whenever the Oroin is not in the oil, the Mois and Boichim was, right after Ptias Yeshua, they brought the Oroin to Shechem in order to renew Klal Yisrael's bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Mises Yeshua. Yeshua, again, like we said, Mises Yeshua was, so to speak, Mises Moshe, quote Rashi and Chumash. And after Mises Moshe, there was a need to renew. Right before Moshe was Nifter, he renewed the bond, Pashk Yisrael, Pashk Yisrael. The same was true after Mises Yeshua. There was a temporary displacement in the Oroin and went to Shechem. So in the middle, there was a head to Bombers. That's over there, and he proves his point, that even when historically they already entered the Tkufa of Shiloh, but when there's a displacement of the Oren, even temporarily, so then there's a Heter Bomis, because the designation of the Mizbeach is an emanation of the Kedushas Oren. The Oren is displaced, the Mizbeach also doesn't have the same power. Meshech Chochma continues in Parashas Re'eh. So he explains that the Pesukim in Divrei Hayom that talks about when David HaMelech, like we said, designated the Mokim, that was called Goyrin Arnon. We describe it in the Hoshanas. Hoshana, Goyrin Arnon, Hoshana, that was the Mokim where David HaMelech saw the vision, and he realized that that was the place where the Mizbech was supposed to be. But even Shom David Mizbech Lashem, Vayal Oilis Ushlomim, the Pesuk says in Divrei Hayom, David HaMelech was Malo, David HaMelech wasn't a Koyin, because there's no Kuhuna Bebomo. After the Eish was Yored al Mizbeach, over there, that he knew that that was the place, that's when the Issur Bomis was Chal. The Issur Bomis was Chal when the designation of that place. And that's why it says over there, Vayizbach Shom, that he was Mizabeach, over there, because once there was a designation, so David HaMelech was able to be Mizabeach. Shechit is Mutar Bizar, but not Halo, not Hakrov. That means that the Isser Bomois has nothing to do with the fact that there's a Beis HaMikdash Befoil, but it has to do with the designation of that place in its final form as the Mokim that's designated for Ashuras HaShchina that took place by that Eish Yored al Mizbeach, and that's why David HaMelech before that was Mala, after that it was only Mizabeach. We might add, just in the same vein, the Inyan of what we keep on talking about, the parallel of the Mizbeach and how to define the Mizbeach and how to define the Mokma of Ashuras HaShchina has to do with Klal Yisrael. The original prototype of Klal Yisrael, Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchok, Elkei Yaakov, our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom comes from the fact that we're Zera Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. And the Medrash tells us that the same place, which is the Har HaBayis, the Mokum HaMizbeach, the Mokum HaShoros HaShkino, Avram Kori Har, Bahar HaShem Yiro, Yitzchok Kori Soda, Vayetze Yitzchok Lesuach Basoda, Yaakov Kori Bayis, Ein Zekim, Beis Elikim, Vizeh Shah HaShemayim. And the definition of that is, the depth of that is, what does it mean Avram Kori Har? Avram was the first one who saw Avodas HaShem as a lifetime climb in elevating oneself. It's not just You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but life is a life, a permanent state of ever striving, ever climbing. That's a har. A har is a thing that you always climb. There's no flat on a mountain. You're always going up. Not going up, you're slipping. Avram was the first one who defined life as an experience of Aliyah Bahar Hashem. Yitzchok is Midas Adin. A mountain is exciting also. You're climbing, there's an adventure. That's Midas HaChesed. Avram Avinu was the Maschil. Yitzchok is the Chorish, Yitzchok is the Oivid, the Arbit Shver. Yitzchok is the one who plows the field in preparation for Klal Yisrael to be built. That's Midas Adin. That hard work on a flat, dusty plain is Yitzchok's Kori Soda. It's a Mokum Avoidu. Yitzchok is midis avoyden, amidis achesed. Yaakov kori bayis, Yaakov is midis atiferes. It's called the shleimus, that's called the permanence. Yaakov mitose shleimo, Yaakov ashoras ashchino, is in bayis shel Yaakov, is where Klai Yisrael was built, with yud beis shifte ko, with a state of permanence. That is called bayis. Bayis means a place of permanence. We don't believe lahavdil, unlike the Christians, yimach shemo. We don't believe that a life of avodah and a life of Beis HaMikdash is outside of life of family. When the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim into the Beis HaMikdash, if he's not married, he's a pogrom. He has no ability to serve the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefnai v'lefnim unless he has a wife that he's married to. The noitzim is dachpung fakert. The only one who's ro'i kivyachol b'mishnasam to serve lefnai v'lefnim by them is somebody who's not. Everybody else could serve in the outside and come to church on Sunday. The only one who's roi to serve bifnai bifnim in the church itself, lahavdil, elef avdolis. The only one who's roi to serve is somebody who's not living a life of bias. Yiddishkeit is punkt verkehrt. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov created the prototype where Yisrael v'raisi v'chut shuvichu chadu. This Mishnah is just the historical expression of where that expressed itself in the halachos of Hakrovis HaKarbonis. We see how much Hakrovis HaKarbonis is Nishmosam Shal Yisrael, how it expresses the innermost reality of the relationship of Klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Torah HaKdoshah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.